on a roll this morning. I got lots accomplished, and I plan on doing it, and it's going to be a busy day, and we've got an office party at the end of the day, so.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, I don't have to do too much for that. Who else is on with us?
Good morning,
hi.
All.
I hear Elaine and Steve both at the same time. And, guys, Joanne's back with us.
Oh, welcome back.
Thank you. Long time.
Yes, we missed you.
Thank you.
But she's not ready to move to Australia, so that's good.
No, no.
Yes.
Things are a little different down there. We have a lot to be grateful for that we just take for granted every day.
Well, that's for sure. We just don't realize all the choices and opportunities that we have.
Easy to take for granted. Somebody else has joined us.
Good morning, it's Betty.
Betty, good morning. Somebody
hey,
else?
Betty.
Oh, and Nancy, thank you.
Hey, Joanne, it's good to see you.
Thank you. I came with a recipe to share today.
Right. Would you like to start out with that? It sounds like you're right ready and raring to go.
Well, I'm raring to go, not ready, but this is a salad like, they make their salads over there. I don't know if everybody does it, but anyway, it's really impressive. You get a platter or something flatter. That's something with just slight size, but you don't make your salad in a bowl. And the neat thing about it, it's gorgeous because you do it on layer, and it's not real deep because it's so spread out. So you can put as much or little dressing as you want on it and have some on the side if you choose to, but it never gets all messed up because you just take part of your salad. And here's the one that I had that a gal fixed, and it's called a pumpkin salad. The first layer would be, they call it rocket or arugula mixed lettuce. And then she roasted one pumpkin and cut it up in a container and coated it with honey. I guess, and baked it. And then she put toasted almonds and pumpkin seeds on top.
Hey, slow down just a little
bit.
Oh,
sorry about that. I forget I'm not speaking to it.
Okay, the pumpkin seeds were...
This is, you guys are all good cooks, so you can figure out what's lacking here, probably. She roasted the pumpkin, roasted pumpkin, one roasted pumpkin. You put it in a container and coat with honey. Then she put toasted almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And pepitas, which is pumpkin seeds.
Has arrived.
Morning.
Pardon?
I said good morning.
Avocado.
There's a group of Anita, thank you.
And she put in bell peppers. And then she blanched some fresh asparagus and cut that up probably in 1-inch pieces and put that on top of that. And then she topped it with feta cheese. And those that don't use cheese, I'm sure you could use a cheese substitute or something like that.
Oh, we've got a great recipe for feta, and it's easy, and it keeps really well in the refrigerator. So
Oh, good. I don't think I've got that one. I have to get that one. And then the dressing for that. And actually, you can put anything on it that you choose to. This is just what she had. And the dressing is the honey from the pumpkin, the coating. She used olive oil, but you could use coconut oil, balsamic vinegar, lemon juice, salt and pepper. And you can make just the most gorgeous salads because, oh gosh, I don't know what size tray she had, but.
Guess at it. Was it like a foot by 16 inches or something?
Yes, I'd say 16 inches, yeah. And a lot of this stuff comes from the cook, well, hers didn't, but Jamie Oliver prepares and serves presents his food on like a cutting board for the most part. And that's layered, his recipes. And his recipes can be converted to vegan or vegetarian very easily.
And give the name of that book. I don't have it in front of me.
Jamie Oliver. He's very popular over there. I hadn't heard of him here, but he's got a TV show. He's done many books. And the one that I really liked, I haven't seen the others, but the one that I really liked that a lot of recipes my daughter made from was it's called 15-Minute Meals. Which actually are 30-minute meals. You can't do in 15 minutes unless it's all lined up and pre-prepared.
Now, she's got a visual picture because she saw it done, and we don't. So I have conned her into one of these days coming over, and what I want to do, because you know how I am with kitchen stuff, I can get rid of something to replace something I like that would be much more eye appealing or fun or useful or just different. And that is go to the Asian market, one of the big ones here. And I remember seeing, and I wanted a great excuse to get one, and I just have put it off. They have big wood blocks, laminated wood blocks, and they're round. In order to make them, they would have to be round or they'd be really difficult and very expensive. I'm sure if they were an oval. But I could settle for a great big round one. And they run about $20 and they're about 3 inches thick. They have a metal handle on them, a little bit, rustic looking, just the, you know, way it's put together. It's not fine dining unless you've got that atmosphere. But since I like to do a lot of Asian cooking, I thought this would be just a great way of working a salad in. Who cares if it doesn't come from Asia? You know, maybe the original idea did. Do you guys remember who Jamie Oliver is? He's the one that loaded the bus with sugar and parked it at school down in L.A. and then got kicked out of one of the parking lots of school because he was trying to get the point across. The amount of sugar that was being consumed in that school in whatever the given period was. I know our son, Nick, turned us on to him way back when. Do you remember that whole thing?
I definitely remember him.
He was going from school to school teaching healthier eating. He was kicked out of some and took a long time to get into others. But, yeah, he's terrific. One other thing that came to my mind while she was talking about layering the salad, years and years and years ago, we were invited to somebody's house, and they used a clear circular bowl, and at that time there was some kind of a salad that was the recipe going around that you put in that kind of a bowl, so that you could actually see the layers in that too, which is another interesting way of presenting a salad.
Yeah, the thing that I thought in my mind immediately, the way Joanne was talking about it, because I was picturing it fairly well, was I've made that layered salad for years, and I still have, not real recently, but it's an easy conversion to the way we eat, you know, with just the raw foods. But the thing that you don't have is you're not able to keep it looking beautiful the whole time, because once you scoop down into it, it kind of messes up the layers. They kind of fall into each other. And the dressing, the presentation of this just, it's okay, Nancy. It works out good. And it's really good if you're all eating at the same time. But this one, to me, just gave a whole different atmosphere.
It almost sounds like a pizza. When you think about it, the layers you're taking off your portion.
Right. Right. You're taking,
right.
And it's not messing up anything else.
No.
And if the side, if the dressing's on the side, you've got fresh vegetables left for the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, it just, it was just, I like things that are unique and really different because that gets people's attention. Presentation is so much. And, you know, we've been back and forth with so many of, well, many of you guys, but yet most of you, we haven't, to do repetitious meals. And that's one thing Jeannie is always so good about.
Has arrived.
Everything is, you know, to her, in her original business. And so I thought, you know, this is just a great carryover to something to be really, really fun. So I was really excited about it. And our books are on the way. So let's see, one of the two. What was the other gal's name?
Oh, that's a fabulous book. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. And it's the one that she came out with after it says something about her father's recipes or something. And a lot of her recipes are vegan. And, just, it was a hard book. It was a huge book. And I just sat down and read it like a novel. And I was going to just write a few recipes down. And there were so many in there, I decided I needed the book. She is a vegan. Costco has the book.
Well, they do.
Yeah. Well, it's fabulous. They've got a lot of really good things in there.
What was the name of it? Choose Vegan?
No, I don't know the name of it. It's,
no, Nancy says.
Oh.
At Costco.
I don't know the name of it, but she is a vegan. I've seen it at Costco, though. It is a big book. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're anxious to get those, and they did have them on Amazon for a really good price, and since you know, if you can get them when one of them was out of stock, so we had to pay a little bit of postage on one of them. But compared to, tell them about the pricing down there.
Oh, gosh. You cannot forget going down there to retire or anything else. The prices are unreal. It's about three times what they are here. I believe it's higher than Hawaii. I met a lot of people from England. And they said it's way higher than England. And I asked, I was down there 2 months, so I really got a good taste of what everything was like. And I asked somebody, I said, well, why are there hardly any Americans down there? And I asked a doctor, I was in a doctor's office, and he said, well, why would Americans want to come here? You have everything we have and more. And it's true. I never had thought of it that way. The weather's nice, and it's like this, right? It's hotter than blazes down there, but it's unreal, the cost of things. I just couldn't keep, every time I walked into the grocery store, like if you want to get a cup of coffee and a hamburger, it's probably $14, $15. And just everything is out of sight.
And the income isn't up to match the cost.
No. No, it usually takes two people to live. And the reason, well, there's a lot of people there from mostly England and Canada because they're sent there for business reasons, companies that they work for, it's in connection with. But other than that, my gosh. I have
money because when we did the Canadian Rockies several years ago, we found a bunch of people from Australia, and they were on holiday for like 4 and 6 weeks at a time. We're doing the Rockies, we're doing the Alaskan cruise, and doing this, that, and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Because
people have money.
Well,
anyway.
The ones I was, they make big money, but not the regular run of the mill. But they do get a lot of vacation.
Yeah.
And I do know of several American people over there through other friends. When they come back to the U.S., they bring empty suitcases and fill them up and take them back. And a lot of people have been, I was with about 10 to 12 gals all the time that are friends of my daughter's, and a lot of them order online. But they're both working. Their husbands are making big bucks because they're shipped in, I mean, they're sent over from Canada or England, and so they're making, you know, good money, but it still takes two. At least it was where I was, and I was out in Brisbane. I was out about 15 minutes in the suburbs called The Gap. It's a real popular area. But you know, a little shift, you know, which is an example from my little granddaughter, which has no zipper in it. It takes you 5 minutes to whip one up. They're $45. And there's nothing to them. And the quality, it's, to me, it's between like Puerto Vallarta and Hawaii. It's so hot. They're everything is just simple. It's not, it's just turned under and sewn. It's kind of, you know, it's just, I don't know, I was really surprised. It was just so high.
Does your daughter find it hard to live there with that kind of expense?
No, because her husband is from there.
Oh.
And so he's making a lot of money, and she works part-time, but the money they spend, I thought, oh, my gosh. But to live over there is just, I don't know anybody could afford it. I mean, I wouldn't pay that kind of money. I mean, we went shopping. I love to shop. And I didn't buy anything until at the end of 2 months I found a shoe store that was like a warehouse. But other than that, like shoes, you know, I mean, $200, $300 for a pair of shoes and sandals.
And
a simple blouse, you know, is $90.
This isn't because they're buying just a particular brand name that would be a really high up.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, okay.
No, and if something, okay, here's an example. My daughter bought me a blouse. It's a very simple over blouse, very simple, simply made. The original price was $240. And I asked the gal, why? And she says, because it's got a New Zealand label in it. It's a nothing. And she got it for like $30 because it has some wool in it. And, of course, it's summertime there, going into summer. But that was it. I said, geez. I mean, I quit sewing years ago. And with one of her friends that does sew, we ended up going and getting some patterns, which were like $16 for a pattern. And I made my granddaughters a couple of shifts, and she made her daughter a shift. Because it cost us about $10 to make it, including, you know, everything.
But your daughter had worked and was well-skilled here in the state. And I know you don't mind me saying this.
No.
But she's working over there for $20 an hour. Well, $20 an hour for a woman that's very skilled is you know, reasonable here, but it wouldn't be if you were paying those kinds of expenses. So you can imagine a woman, a mother, a single mother, trying to raise children up with me out of sight.
It is. Well, the only good thing is the children all wear a uniform to school, so that's a help.
Oh, that would be a help, yeah.
Yeah.
So is it like Hawaii where they have to import everything they get, pretty much?
That's the thing, no.
Oh.
I mean, it's in Brisbane, which is, in the Gap area, whatever, which is a suburb, they grow everything. It's semi-tropical.
Oh.
They raise their food. Now, everything they raise, their meat, is all grass-fed. They don't feed it with the hormones or the corn and so forth.
How come? What's their problem?
Don't know. And the vegetables, they grow vegetables there. They grow fruit there.
Wow.
I'm going to ask my son-in-law. He's from there.
Yeah.
Next time I talk to him, I'm going to ask him, you know, why?
I'm joking.
I don't know.
You know, it's interesting hearing it from Joanne, who was not a vacationer there because she's got family that's living there. And then that the night after we were home the next day, from getting together with Joanne, and she was, because Danny's always wanted to, you know, he's even talked about with his friends, just jokingly, because I don't think he's that serious about it, but, oh, we could just retire down to Australia. That would be, you know, da-da-da-da. And so that the next day, he gets a call from our friend that's from New Zealand and living down there. Well, his whole reason for moving back to his homeland was because he's a skydiver, and that's the only thing he ever wanted to do was just skydive and teach it. And so the government in New Zealand changed their policy and of how it was being done or something. I don't know the logistics of that part of it. But anyway, he has he can't do what he was going to do. So he had to go back to what he was trained to do, which is not what he enjoys, and that's being an electrician. So he's completely out of the field. And so he's back doing something that, you know, and he's young. He's not much older. He's right in the age bracket of our own kids. And so he's not too much of a happy camper. And it was just interesting, putting the whole thing together. And he says, when are you guys going to come down here? And I looked at Denny and I said right away, I said, when Joanne's got her business established in Australia, work with and help her and help him at the same time. Because, you know, he'd love to be doing what he came to. He come to the States every year. Whether he'll be able to afford to even do that, just to have fun and skydive and teach it over here, I don't know. But, you know, he's a wonderful guy, but his girlfriend is severely mutilated from a jump, and, you know, he still sees it as the prominent thing in his life. She's very handicapped and in pain continually on heavy drugs and, you know, use products to get relief, but, you know, can only get to a certain level of it probably for the rest of the life. You know, things that have not been taken care of or can't be taken care of, and with the exception of God's miracle, of course. But anyway, it was a very interesting weekend just with this one situation going on of how different and how grateful we can be and feel blessed that we're in this country and we have the availability and the things that we're used to. Now, they're used to their life down there, and so, you know, that's the way it is. But we're used to our life, and, you know, thinking about retirement probably is totally out of our minds at this point to Australia.
At the grocery stores, I mean, you can't. Like, for instance, we have a whole row of something like cereal, for instance. They just have maybe a third of it. You just can't get a lot of product that we're used to having choice of here. The only thing that I just love down there, their beaches are absolutely breathtaking. Mm-hmm. And they do get some sort of a pension. When they retire, it's not Social Security, but so they get something, you know, if you're a resident there.
But when you mentioned beaches, onto a little different subject, you found you didn't take advantage of the sun down there.
Oh, no. When you go to the beach or anywhere, you'll see a few people laying out there, but there's canopies everywhere, canopies on the beach that you sit under. And everybody's got a pool that they don't heat because they get warm. So I went out to get a tan by the pool because I told everybody I was coming back with a tan. I couldn't stay out there 5 minutes, and it burned. It was like holding your hand over a hot element.
And it didn't matter what time of the day. I didn't ask you that, Joanne.
No, it was morning. It was 10.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't in the peak heat of the day.
Oh, no, gosh. No.
So this is their summertime, is that correct?
Yes. Their hottest month is February. And it's humid. Not only hot, it's humid. They said, oh, it's miserable. I had really nice weather while I was there. I mean, we had some humidity and heat, but I can take quite a bit of heat. But everybody has you have to have air conditioning. She has tile floors because I imagine you'd get mold if you got moisture, and there is a lot of humidity.
So
there's a lot of birds. And, you know, you think how nice it is to hear the birds. Well, I don't call it nice. It's squawkers. They have cockatoos that are as big as a turkey. And they fly over every night. They fly to their trees and go across the home squawking. And then they got something called a flying fox, which is a fruit-eating a bat. And the raven. Oh, gosh. They wake up in the morning. They're so loud. It's I didn't like that.
And a few insects to go along with it.
Oh, gosh.
You don't put a glove on her.
No. Do not put a glove on her. She was out checking because there's these big spiders. And then one gal had I forget what kind of a snake. It's a type of a python in a garage up on the shelf. It had eaten something. And what I didn't realize, I thought they could move when they ate something. I thought they just didn't. Well, apparently they can't until they digest it. And it sat there for days. And you can't kill things. Like, we were taking a walk, and I saw this snake. But I spot everything because I'm looking at the ground. My daughter didn't even see it. It was black with a red, big red belly on it or something like that. And it was shiny, so it looked alive. Well, it was dead. And we saw a contractor right, you know, up the ways and told him about it. Because I was concerned that even if it's dead, if school children were walking along, you know, if they were playing with it, you could still get venom. And it was a venomous snake. And he just took a shovel and finished it off. But really, it's illegal to kill stuff like that. Horrible. I said I'd be in trouble because I said I would kill anything like that around my house.
Oh, and your last illustration that I want to have you tell is how you, when you went shopping for your Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, God, that's a joke. She had, that was why my, that's why I ended up staying so much longer. She wanted to have a big Thanksgiving. And, of course, you know, that's not celebrated there. But anyway, she had about 25 people coming. And we were trying to find a turkey. The biggest thing I think we found was about it was about 8 or 9 pounds, maybe. And they are just, of course, a turkey that size is like a big chicken with huge bones. And so we bought two, and I think that was $60, and threw it out the next day. And we went to the butcher shop, and they could order a fresh turkey in from one of the farmers, $129 for a 23-pounder. So we forgot that. So anyway, it's just not real. I mean, you know, your mouth drops every time you go to price something. You go to a big sale, you know. Here's this little blouse on sale for $50 that you'd wear with only with jeans. I mean, it's not fancy. Well, anyway, it was just mind-boggling. I just couldn't believe it.
But you did have a wonderful
similar economically?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I said you, but you did
does
have a wonderful
New Zealand compared to Australia economically?
I don't know. I'll have to ask David, my son-in-law, because he pays attention to all that stuff. I will find out that. I don't know.
What was the question, Nancy?
Are they the same economically? Is it as expensive to go to New Zealand, I wonder?
Oh, the price of the tickets, you mean, to get down there?
Well, even to be there. I'm sure that the airline tickets are probably similar since they're, you know, right there together. It's an expensive flight, I'm sure.
Oh, okay, between New Zealand and Australia. I got you.
To be living in either, or even visiting in either country, or in either, whatever they are. I think they are all
another thing you have to take into consideration is medical insurance. They wouldn't tell me what mine was because they sent me the ticket and paid for all that. So I had medical and dental insurance because I guess ours doesn't go overseas like that. And I was talking to one of her friends. Her parents had come over, and her mother was late 70s, and I can't remember where she was from. Might have been, I don't know. But her medical insurance for over there was like $1,000. Jeez. So I got to check with my agent to find out. I don't understand that why our insurance wouldn't be good no matter where we go.
Oh, it's not. I know that. Well, it's different with different companies, obviously, but it's.
Yeah.
I know that often it's not from when we've traveled, talked about it. Actually, even here in the States, some of the stuff we had to be very careful with when we were in New York, or we could have been canceled if we didn't handle it exactly right. So, it, you know, those things are all up for grabs when you, it's just one of the things you need to be aware of and find out before you, you know, actually do something about it. But one thing I'll say, Joanne, it's sure good to have you back. And
thank you.
And I'm really excited about just some of the things that you've told me about, what you learned about differences of foods and stuff like that, and still very, very healthy. So
they do eat healthy. I mean, they do eat things that I guess that are not as healthy, but basically their food is good. It's fresh. They don't use a lot of preservatives. And I was trying to find out. I don't think their GMO is an issue over there. I don't think they don't let a lot of stuff in that's not good. I didn't get into a lot of that stuff because we were, you know, visiting, and I was sort of overwhelmed with all the information, so it's hard to remember some. It comes back in bits and pieces.
I bet Jeannie could tell you in a heartbeat, not right this minute, I don't mean that, Jeannie, but just through the connections you've had with the website with Jeffrey Smith, because I'm sure he would have an answer for that very, very quickly.
And the thing is, another interesting thing is that my daughter noticed that she went over about ten years ago when she was engaged to David, and she said, "Gosh, Mom, there's no fat people over there hardly. They're all very trim and slim." I says, "Really?" She says, "Oh gosh." And pardon?
I was just gonna ask you if you saw much obesity.
No, but it's increasing. When she said that, I started paying attention because some of the kids at the school were, the kids are kind of cruel, and they were just telling my granddaughter, "Oh, Americans are so fat and this and that, blah, blah, blah." But they are, and David said, they're gaining weight over there. And the reason I think is here, we can eat fast food and it's so cheap. Over there, they don't have a lot of fast food places, but they're getting them. And so the people are starting to put on the weight. But basically, most of them are not overweight, but there's enough of them now that you can see it. Everywhere you turn, you're going to see somebody that's obese. So it's you know, changing.
Yes, we do have an effect on the world. They like the idea of being Americanized, at least to some degree, and so we do have that effect. Well, guys, any other questions you might have for Joanne before we say goodbye here?
No, sorry I interrupted her recipe. I didn't hear anything when I came on, so I wasn't sure who was on.
Oh, no, not a problem. Not a problem. We're going to be going over it as we do it. Because she's the only one that's done it that way that I've heard about, so we'll learn from Joanne because she saw it, she ate it and was a part of it. You were about 2 months over there, Joanne?
2 months.
2 months, yeah.
What I'm going to do with the salad, because the one gal that fixed it in a beautiful platter. It was porcelain. It was gorgeous with maybe a half of an inch edge around it, which you don't need. So I would get a platter like that you can spread this out on. And like Char said, a wooden one also. So if I, you know, so you could, you know, it's two ends of the scale on how dressy you want it to look on the table. But I thought for Christmas, this would be it's gorgeous. And it stays gorgeous because you're not digging through it and you don't toss it. It just, you know, you can put anything you want. It was really nice.
Well, it sounded really good to me. So anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Just a quick thought. Go to a restaurant and order a salad for dinner as your main course. That's kind of how they present it, actually. They don't usually mix it up, and it's on a flat plate.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Has left the conference.
Someplace
yeah, like,
it,
yeah, like an I, individual, I, yeah, that's right.
See what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, now we have a better visualization of it. So thank you, Nancy. That was just great.
Thinking
about
the salad I had last week.
Has left the conference.
And it's kind of made that way. And it does have arugula, interestingly, in it.
Well, arugula is one of our healthiest ones. So.
Yeah. And that's what they eat a lot of it down there.
That's part
this one also has
they eat a lot of arugula down there.
Yeah, it's much less common here, but in our area it's become very common, not maybe to the average person, but to the person that is eating vegan or healthier, it's not unusual. In salads, and it's definitely not unusual as far as getting it because it comes in all the time through the organic grower here in our area. I, you know, don't see it as in the bulk like you do. The amount of it displayed like you do romaine lettuce, for example, but it's definitely growing in the last, few years here. So, in popularity and awareness of people. So, anyway, guys, have a wonderful day, unless there's a last-minute comment. All I'm going to do is say thank you to Joanne, and again, appreciating her back and her input. So, tomorrow morning, we'll be back. Make it a wonderful, healthier day, as we always try to, and I appreciate everybody's input. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.